Do you remember the first time you saw The Wizard of Oz? Have you seen The Wizard of Oz? Such a big deal when we were kids, right? The opening scene's in black and white, and it sets this tone, and it creates a palpable cinematic tension when Dorothy is fleeing the tornado. And as we all know, she doesn't make it to the shelter, and her house gets sucked up by the twister, and it lands in a place with remarkable, beautiful, rich technicolor. The yellow brick road, the ruby slippers, the emerald city are so richly saturated with color that changes from black and white has startled audiences for generations. So today, we go the other way. We go in reverse. We go from Oz back to Kansas, from color to black and white, from joy and jubilation to starkness and betrayal and death. We began outside with our procession celebrating Jesus' triumphant entrance to Jerusalem, where crowds welcomed him with palm branches and excitement. And then our scene turned dark, and we faced the trial, denial, torture, and crucifixion of our Lord. We participated in the liturgy, and we lended our voices to the crowd that have now turned on Jesus as we yelled, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" We're not in Oz anymore. On Ash Wednesday, I told you guys about a woman that was in my former parish, and she refused to go to Palm Sunday or Good Friday services because she said it broke her heart to say those words, "Crucify him." She said, "I can't do it. I can't bear the thought of my words being responsible for the death of Jesus." And I understand that because it's hard to even think that I might be responsible for hurting our Savior. But in reality, I do, whether I want to admit it or not. We all do. Our human selves fail to love our neighbor and turn the other cheek and be humble and love mercy. And that keeps us in the dark. But here's the part where we start seeing the technicolor peeking through. God is walking with us in our darkness. God is walking with us in our pain and in our suffering, while we sin and while we despair. God is there with a hand stretched out waiting to pull us out of the tomb and into the light. Stepping away from the joyful singing that we did outside feels like we've left the yellow brick road behind and like we've been sucked up into the emotional chaos of Holy Week. The truth is, we cannot stop what's coming on Good Friday. And Good Friday will be even darker. And on that day, we will gather to worship with a bare altar and hymns of loss and with hearts broken open. But we're not alone in this darkness. And as we lean into our soul's lamentation, we feel the stretch of our faiths and the tug of our hearts. And we feel the presence of Christ. We know the certainty and we know the truth that there is glorious resurrection ahead as we journey through this sacred night.